This office is made possible by Clooney Media. Subscribe today and save 20% on your first order. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
The morning light dawns crimson gold. All heaven echoes hymns of praise. The world exulting shouts for joy, and hell with groaning howls in grief. For that most strong and mighty King, by crushing all the powers of death, and trampling hell beneath his feet, has freed the wretched from their chains, enclosed within a tomb of stone, secured by strong and zealous guard. The victor rises from the grave, in triumph nobly marching forth. Now grief of hell and cries of woe, all pain and sorrow are undone. An angel clothed in light proclaims, "The Lord is risen as he said. O Jesus, be for mind and heart our everlasting paschal joy, and gather us reborn by grace to share your triumphs evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, who shine in victory over death, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen." The waters saw you, O God. You led your people through the sea. Alleluia. I cry aloud to God, cry aloud to God that he may hear me. In the day of my distress I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God and I groaned. I pondered and my spirit fainted. You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled, I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago, and remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered and my spirit questioned. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The water saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro. Your thunder rolled around the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints. You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The waters saw you, O God. You led your people through the sea. Alleluia. The Lord puts to death and raises to life. Alleluia. My heart exults in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord. There is no rock like our God. Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languishes. The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles, he also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust. From the ash heap he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in the darkness. For not by strength does man prevail. The Lord's foes shall be shattered. The Most High in heaven thunders. The Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord puts to death and raises to life. Alleluia. A light has dawned for the just. Joy has come to the upright of heart. Alleluia. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. all people see his glory. Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him. Zion hears and is glad, the people of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. A light has dawned for the just, joy has come to the upright of heart. Alleluia. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no power over him. His death was death to sin once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourself dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. I have many more things to tell you, but they would be too much for you now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all truth. Alleluia. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui. Sicut locutus est per os sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt prophetarum meus. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad faciendam misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti, usurandum quod uravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis, ut sine timore de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostri. Et tu, puer profeta altissimi, vocaberis, freibis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius, ad dandam scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum meiorum. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I have many more things to tell you, but they would be too much for you now. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you to all truth. Alleluia. By the gift of the Father, the risen Christ was seen by the apostles. Let us pray to the Father and say, Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. Father of lights, today we offer you our thanks and praise for calling us into your marvelous light. To receive your mercy, give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. May the efforts of mankind to make the world more human be purified and strengthened by the power of your Spirit. Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. May we be so dedicated to the service of others that the whole human family may become a pleasing sacrifice in your honor. Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. At the dawn of a new day, fill us with your mercy, that the whole day may be a day of joy and praise. Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as we celebrate in mystery the solemnities of your Son's resurrection, so too we may be worthy to rejoice at his coming with all the saints. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. With beautiful editions of excellent books, Cluny is a gateway to the Catholic literary tradition. With over 400 affordably priced titles in the catalog, including novels, spiritual reading, and church history, Cluny offers an antidote to the confusion, discontent, and forgetfulness of our age. To know where we are going, we must know where we come from. To know where we come from, simply take and read. Subscribe today and save 20% on your first order. Get your Cluny books at clunymedia.com/titles. God bless.